morning. His word.
Excited to bring God's word this morning. Okay, go ahead.
Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. Biblical seeing, despite bright hearts, bright minds, and bright pride. Today, I want to talk to the ones who veer too far from grace. The story of Zacchaeus teaches us purgatory, that nobody is lost beyond redemption. Sacrificial love finds the one who is the outcast, the friend on sinners, works far and wide for those who need him most. Jesus came to love the vulnerable. By God, the path you might have choices. The story was too vividly shown how putting inside our pride opens the door to grace. Cords are the absolute pressure, pride are the active lies. But the toppling of our pride requires freedom, uncovered by self-reliance. Are you like Zacchaeus? People depend on our things. We are given our talents we have. Before coming upon our Savior, Zacchaeus was all about himself. Never remained to questions about love or religion. He pursued his ability to make money. Love, peace that comes from wealth. Zacchaeus was that guy. He made an amazing choice to work for the woman. We don't just see a traitor, but also a blind thief. Lies, pride, greed, all of the valuable allowances for this possession. Named for the word righteous, Zacchaeus appointed to performance of righteousness, of righteous deeds, is his calling card. Have you hesitation to follow? Jesus was experienced by those in the Bible. The story is for you, the deafening horn drone on heaven's call, was pleased to seek a call the lost sinner. I hope that unwrapping radical gifts at this story will help you experience true growing and grace to really find the point of the story deep back to the contest. Jesus sets the stage by walking to the place that seems out the way. He enters the city of Jericho, which is the center of sinners. The amazing city was strategic, and the trade roads flowed through. This meant there was a lot of money and a lot of taxes to be collected. Roman officials took advantage of this. There was those who were custodying, extorting, and exploiting the marginalized. Jesus came for both the oppressed and the oppressor. Let me say that again. Jesus came for both the oppressed and oppressor. The title of seven and his planned expedition upon biblical singing are called the message biblical singing despite blind hearts, blind minds, and blind pride. The way to overcome blindness is coming up out on our fight, blind makes calling out for help basically impossible. The repetitive pursuit of Jesus opens in our eyes to mercy that robs the outcast, reads the lost home, and lights the way for the blind. This tale of Zacchaeus is to teach us something about the Savior who was the outcast. Jesus saw Zacchaeus, his perfect love guiding him. The Lord Jesus sees us before we ever see him. The Lord knows each of us truly. The bike already flies on the road, detours when it hits gravel. So Jesus goes on his way to find the path on sinners with whatever task.
He entered Jericho and was passing through. There was a man named Zacchaeus who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich.
That is something wonderful about the radical love of Jesus, finding thoughtful ways to pursue the people who were sinners, praising only pride. But we're ready to find out that love is coming near. Hear the stories of religions, writings, personal. He loves the outcast like me. Loving the outcast is the way God works. He closes open doors while I'm looking out the window. We want redirection. Just like the prodigal son's father who watched him wish for hope, our Father does it get up on us. Continuing in the story.
He was trying to see who Jesus was, but he was not able to because of the crowd, since he was a short man. So running ahead, he climbed up a sycamore tree to see Jesus, since he was about to pass the way.
Zacchaeus really wants to see the teacher who talked to tax collectors and sinners. In Luke 15:1-2, he says,
all the tax collectors and sinners were approaching to listen to him, and the Pharisees and scribes were complaining, this man welcomes sinners and eats with them.
Teachers usually choose students who are worthy. This man, with no reservations surrounding himself, with questionable characters, meaningfully saving souls, saving despite the Pharisaical wearings, the hearing is for the sick. A feature of salvation is a gateway, deliverance, happiness. One favorite passage is having water turned to wine. The water is ready to our spiritual state, where Jesus transforms us into a new nature. Centuries later, Jesus still turns sinners to saints with his word, a powerful invitation. Meaningfully, Jesus makes the invitation to Zacchaeus that really he was ready to die with him. Look at the verse 5.
When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, because today it is necessary for me to stay at your house.
Read how Jesus walks up to the swing climber and says, come down. He is waiting for perfect turning recently to see. He was too small to get to see him. Zacchaeus, he was tropical, artistic. When excited, doesn't realize that he walks away to sitting up in the tree. But guess what? Jesus is working for him. Rob 6, they are out the outcast. Jesus loves the outcast. Keep reading.
So he quickly came down and welcomed him joyfully.
The Psalms, the purgatory, thank God for joy, are now known only as a forgiven can't see. Then is a being of radiant seal, shining for the hearing exorcist's face. The outcast, as James talks about, has worked out his faith by his deeds. The outcast is pleased to Bartimaeus doing a welcome. What amazing teaching Jesus propounded. The exploiter becomes the purgatory, the perfect extravagant, follow our dear Savior. Verse 7.
All who saw it began to complain. He's gone to stay with a sinful man. But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, I'll give half of my possessions to the poor, Lord. And if I've extorted anything from anyone, I'll pay back four times as much."
The next point is Jesus with the lost home. Feeling the lost is entrapped to the saints and are not having a place to belong. Jesus brings sinners to himself, granting because he desires to make his home with them. Home is where we are known and safe with others and ourselves. The place we are satisfied, the place where we belong. The high priest brings the people into God's house. The story of Zacchaeus reminds us that even if you have money or prestige, you are not home but on the outside. The fantastic thing is that in the very way Jesus seeks out the ones on the outside. My hope is that you see Jesus, that Jesus wants to bring you home. My disability makes me feel like I am on the outside because normal thought possessing died when autism took a hold on me. I believe the Holy Spirit is the one encouraging me in spite of my disability. He helps me in ways only lost souls can understand. Finish phrases might be soothing, but not problematic. He's saying that home is where the heart is. He prepares your corridor, warning soul for battle against your enemies. The only the lost people were the comfort of home is short-sighted. The real question is, are you ready to be found? Today's salvation has come to his house. Jesus told him, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and save the lost. Jesus is the lost home. Back to the place Jesus was in the story. There was another excited, wonderful wanderer. In darkness, his sad life was purgatory, wooing, dreadful. Jesus met him on the way to Jericho. He wandering, beloved, losing all dignity, saying him loving Zacchaeus. God's salvation, somebody found a throng, like a person, conversation, waving for the rally. Jesus cuts through, choosing to hear pleas of mighty desperation, walking by. He planned to bring light to this outcast. Let's read Luke 18:35 through 43.
As he approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the road, begging. Hearing a crowd passing by, he inquired what was happening. "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by," they told him. So he called out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Then those in front told him to keep quiet, but he kept crying out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and commanded that he be brought to him. "What do you want me to do for you?" "Lord," he said, "I want to see." "Receive your sight," Jesus told him. "Your faith has saved you." Instantly he could see, and he began to follow him, glorifying God. All the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God.
The blind man and Zacchaeus both needed to be saved and accorded salvation. The man on the road could not physically see, making pass only through the language of mocking. The crimes using his voice, his outcasts, greeting, handies, and comment. They need their sight restored. One man knew he was blind. Zacchaeus also needed his eyes opened by Jesus because he was blinded by his wealth and position. Jesus breaks purgatory into the darkness. Like light, dispelling the night of our souls, the moment that peace rocks you, your version is transformed, realizing that the teacher wears the crown. Jesus lights the way on the blind. Teaching song on Zacchaeus fails to cite
single
out the real issue. The person who really needs to be found is you. Having heard about Jesus, just one lost man would be a wonderful. But can you imagine that Jesus, before the foundation of the world, determined to come for us all? Don't think this message is only for an exciting drama. It's an invitation to find one who seeks and saves the lost. The story of this gorgeous, glorious transformation delights the weary souls who are tired of not seeing or being seen. My story is a tale of one who was both within the darkness, whether her purpose or not. It was unable to make many for me want to see than the savior, not the outcast like me. The lost prodigal found at home. The blind found right in the darkness.
So take some time right now and come to the Lord and confess where you've been lost and thank him that he does love the outcast and he leads us home. So take a moment to yourself to confess your sins. Timothy will come back up and lead us.
And would you join me together? Let's confess to our God. Savior and King, thank you for seeking sinners because I am one. Meet me in my need, forgive and cleanse me of my sin, and increase my love for you and others. In Jesus' name, amen. And now, in the recognition, if you believe those words by faith, if you trust in Jesus, then these words are true for you. And you can stand remembering and knowing that someday you will stand before the presence of God. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins. Amen? Amen.